I heard him say it, if you praise me, you'll see. While they were praising him. If you praise me, the reason you were not seeing some things is you're not praising me. Oh, no, you prayed. You meditated. But you didn't praise me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He said, if you praise me, you'll see.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You understand that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
That means if you don't praise me, praise open your spiritual eyes.
Yes, sir.
That you're able to see in another realm.
Yes, sir.
Your answer floating right in front of you.
Yes, sir.
But you say, I don't see nothing. You haven't prayed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
In this type of praise, you need to open your mouth.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
In old school, I've been in praise like this, where you can cut it.
Yes, sir.
You can cut God out and take him for yourself.
Yes, sir.
And that's what we're trying to get you to understand.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Prayer, praise, and preaching.
Yes, sir.
Time to preach now.
Yes, sir.
You may be seated. The atmosphere is right. Your soul is open to hear from your spirit. So important. You're going to get your answer today. To preach, you got to use the Bible. You praise with songs and different exaltation, but to preach, you have to use the Bible. Yeah. I want you to pay close attention today. A lot of things that I want, the Spirit of God want to say to you. Yes, sir, I receive. Let's get a definition of praise. I'll give you various definitions of praise. I'm talking on praise. Praise is showing appreciation for the acts of God in your life. And giving him another open invitation. Listen very carefully. Praise is appreciating the many acts of God in your life and giving him an open invitation. $1,000 check right there. Yes, I receive your seed. So I want you to have that concept of praise, what I'm teaching you about. Turn to Acts chapter 13. Open your Bible to Acts chapter 13. The Holy Spirit wants to show us something about praise this morning. Praise is ministering to the Lord and releasing the ministry of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
When you praise God, you're ministering to him.
Yes,
but at the same time, you're releasing the ministry of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Did you get it?
Yes,
because you're going to see in Scripture in a few minutes an outstanding truth about praise, what effect praise has on God, what effect praise has on the Holy Spirit, and what effect praise has on your life. Okay? Okay. In Acts chapter 13, I'm going directly to the point, verse 2. Acts chapter 13, verse 2. It says, as they ministered to the Lord. Now, actually, that's a form of praise, that's a form of worship. Now, we always know that the Lord wants to minister to us. He's a good God, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
And he has ministered to you in many ways, am I right?
Yes, sir.
But this is, praise is such a divine privilege. Praise gives you the opportunity, look at this, to minister to the Lord.
Yes.
The Lord need to be ministered to. Somebody need to be saying, thank you. I mean, if he done anything for you. Now, when he talks about here, as they ministered to the Lord, minister to the Lord. They were praying. That's powerful. They were praying them as they ministered to the Lord, as they were giving thanks, as they were lifting their hand, as they were saying hallelujah, as they were saying glory to God, as they were saying, God, you've been good to me. I couldn't have made it this far by myself. Now, I tell you right now, the Lord can't stand too much ministry. It moved God when somebody appreciate and somebody come. Lord, I didn't come to ask for nothing. I just come to say thank you for what you already have done. So look at the scripture. As they minister to the Lord and fast, look what happened next. Praise opens the Holy Ghost's mouth. Praise start the Holy Ghost telling secrets. There are some statements you never will get from the Holy Ghost if you don't praise God. You can pray all you want. You can meditate. You can confess and decree. There are certain things the Holy Ghost can't say unless you praise him. Isn't that something?
Yes, sir.
I say, isn't that something?
Yes, sir.
Are you saying to me that there's some information that God has for me I have not received yet because I haven't praised him enough?
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. Yes. Praise is stronger than prayer.
Yes.
Because in prayer, you're trying to get ministered to.
Yes.
But in praise, you're ministering to the Lord. I've meditated, I've prayed, you know, I've studied the word, I've memorized scriptures, but something's still not working for me. Why don't you try this? Pray them a few moments. I'll tell you some things about praise. Turn to Acts 16. Praise activates suddenly. So if you don't have some divine things happening in your life suddenly, that means you got to go to your praise route. Praise activates immediately. praise cause thing to happen straightway. Come straight to you. Demons can't praise God. So when you begin to praise God, they all shut out. Their mojo don't work no more. You've got a straight shoot to miracles when you pray. Praise open miraculous doors that nobody can keep closed. Anybody hearing me in here? Suddenly. Straightway. Immediately. Notice I didn't say wait. Notice I didn't say waiting. Let me say it this way. In the spirit. There's a prayer line, but there's no praise line. Sometimes you get in line praying, but praise, you're never in line. Praise is direct access, you and God, immediately. You say, thank you. And miracles start swarming over your head. All right, go to Acts 16. Let's locate somebody up in here now. How long you been in that jail? How long you been fighting this thing? Too long. Thank you, ma'am. Somebody answer me. The rest of y'all sit there like, I ain't nothing. I don't need nothing. I'm on top of the world. Yeah, I know. In Acts chapter 16, verse 25. I'm going to go over that before I go to another text. And at midnight, now what midnight could mean if you look at your life? What could midnight mean? Dark for one thing, right? Huh? Late? Huh? I mean, I've had some midnight in my life. You have any midnight? You ever had any midnight? Looked like nothing wasn't going to work out. Couldn't see nothing. Uh-huh. Well, it's telling you what to do at midnight in this text. You got something not working in your life? And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. And then they shift gear. And sing praises unto God. And they wasn't singing choir. That's why I say it in the prisoner heard them. Somebody's got this choir. You can't be quiet praising. Talk about you don't want to disturb somebody. Prayers disturb people. If prayer didn't disturb people, why you got disturbed a few minutes ago? When they gonna stop this? How long we been doing this? 25 minutes. Lord, have mercy. Prayer disturbed lazy people. Shuck, my arm tired. In a football game, you're holding up the whole game. And don't get nothing back but some popcorn. Pray. Look what happened because of verse 25. Look at verse 26. That's why you're not having many suddenly in your life. Praise increased the currents of the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost can move faster. Oh, my goodness. In a home of praise. That was a great earthquake. So the foundation of the prison was shaken. And immediately all the doors was open. And everyone banged. All the doors was open. All the doors. All the doors. All the doors was open. All of them. All the doors. Oh, my goodness. All the doors was open. All of them. All the doors. Everything I've been praying about. Everything I've been asking for. Come on now. Oh, you say all the doors was open. But look, I said immediately. We're not tarrying here now. We're not waiting here now. This is a secret. This is a mystery. Praise make it happen right now. As you minister to the Lord, not the Lord ministering to you. You, what a privilege. Praise give me the opportunity that I can do something for God. What? See, people question it. Can I do something for God? Yeah. Tell me you love me. Tell me thank you for what I've done for you. I dare you keep telling me thank you. I dare you keep saying hallelujah. I dare you keep saying glory to God. I dare you keep saying bless his holy name. Soon as you say that, the Holy Ghost says, who say that? You got to get ready for where we're going this morning. Praise is a scepter of the supernatural. When you are praising, you're waving a kingly scepter. Declaring that you're in charge. Praise puts you on the same page with God instantly. Second Chronicle. That's our text this morning. Second Chronicle. I'm going to call out a few things before we read the text so you have a stepping format in praise. First word is pressure. Anybody ever been under pressure? Yes, Lord have mercy. Ain't nobody love no pressure. And one of the first things that we do when we're under pressure is we turn to prayer, which is powerful. We turn to prayer. We're going to see it in our text. The next thing people turn to is fasting. And then they turn to the promises of God. And then there are always there is the capability of receiving a prophetic word, a prophetic word. That helps when you're under pressure. Then there's worship. Then there's praise. Praise produces three things. You know, immediately and suddenly. Praise. I'm getting you ready for the text. Immediately produces presence. I wish somebody would be here. Thank you, young man. Praise immediately, suddenly, straightway produce God's presence. Jesus present. The Holy Spirit present. Grace present. Mercy present. Wisdom presence. Understanding presence. Illumination present. Righteousness present. Praise create that immediately. When you praise, the next thing happens, the presence of the Lord is on the scene. Immediately. Why wait? See, can I say it another way? Praise calls God into instant participation. You don't have to wait. You put your hands in the air and begin to say, Lord, you're the best thing that ever happened to me. You're a good God. He on the scene. You got any pressure on you today? You got any problem? You got anything you're dealing with? You got anything that's not working right? Huh? The Lord wants you to get by yourself. Just you and him. And pray them like you're crazy. David. King David? David never lost a battle. Why? He was a crazy praiser. David prayed so much he embarrassed his wife. She up in that big house out the top wondering, looking at him. How she think she got in that house? David praised God so much he almost lost his role. But he never lost a battle. Goliath cannot stand before a praiser. Your biggest problem cannot stand before you. Sickness and disease can't stay in a praiser's body. Because that praiser always doing the exercising spiritually. The exercise, whoop, what? The exercising spiritually. Are you seeing what we're working with? Praise is ministering to the Lord and releasing the voice of the Holy Ghost. So I want you to get this pattern before I even read the scripture with you now. I want you to get this pattern. Pressure. Prayer. Fasting. We go to the promises. We get a prophetic word. We worship. We praise. Then the presence. Now after the presence, there's another word I want to give you. Two more words. Prevail. Over everything. And when you become a prevailer, you prosper in everything. You in 2 Chronicles? Not a whole story. I'm not going to read it. But you know, this man got five armies coming against him. And he finally come to the conclusion, after praying and fasting, he said, Lord, I don't know what to do, but I got my eyes on you. God, you're blessed when God send you a prophet. Yeah, you're blessed when a man come with your word in his mouth. Nobody else know your business. But your word didn't come out the prophet's mouth. You got your answer. That's, you call that sealed mail. So let's look here. I mean, they've got pressure. They've got armies coming against them. They've prayed. They've fasted. I'm not going to read all of it. I'm going straight to the aspect and what I want you to see in 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 18. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 18. Now they got a problem, got pressure, come on. Got pressure. They have prayed. They have said. They have went through the promises. But that's, he give them a shifting. Yeah, I receive. He give them a shifting. That's $1,000 check. Another $1,000 check. Remember now, they're under pressure. They've prayed already. But the solution hasn't come. Sometime you can't wait on an answer prayer. The Lord have aligned it so you have ways to speed things up sometimes. Sometimes when the man at the door with the gun, you ain't got no time to talk about, let me call the police. There are times you're not going to have time to say the Our Father prayer. The Lord is showing us something here. The Lord is showing us spiritual quickening. Prayer is called spiritual quickening. Hallelujah. So the prophetic word have come. But he give instruction about praise. It says in the 18th verse, and Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord doing what?
Worship.
Underlining that. Yes, worshiping the Lord. Worshiping. They prayed already.
Yes, sir.
But the enemy coming. I said the enemy is coming. You know that's a prophecy right there. You know right there. Huh? You know that's a prophecy, right? You better hear what I'm saying. The enemy is coming. And the Levite of the children of the Kohites and the children of the Kohites stood up. What they stood up to do? Underline that. Man, we ain't got no time to be praying the Lord. The enemy coming. No, that's the very thing you need to do. Pray is when you're under pressure. Stood up to what? Praise the Lord, God of Israel. Very quietly. Now, you can't make too much noise. But what? Somebody praise me real loud right now. Listen, somebody in Darrell, stand up and praise the Lord right now. Listen, look at me, listen. Multitudes of unsolvable things in your life was changed just now. Multitude. You know why? You know why? Listen, children, listen. You know why? We're not only preaching, we're practicing. Now, practicing in the spirit is not the same as practicing for a football game. Because when you're practicing in the spirit, you're practicing within something that is already finished. Hot dog it. You heard that? Yeah, you see, the whole game of your walk with God is it already finished. You may be seated. I'm almost through. In verse 18, I told you on the line, worshiping the Lord. In verse 19 I told you, underline, praise the Lord God. And do it with a loud voice. Now, verse 20. And they rose early in the morning. Now, wait a minute. Let me see if you understand what's going on here. This man has five armies coming against him. He prayed. He fasted. And he come to the community and he talked about the promises of God. He read the Bible. Then he said, Lord, now I don't know what to do here. But I got my eyes on you. I've been there before. It worked out every time. I want to show you something else now. Verse 20, they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa, and they went forth. Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophet, so shall ye prosper. You see that? All right, verse 21. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers. Oh, my God. No, he appointed soldiers. Man, like you need soldiers here now. What you going to do with singers? Praise provokes God to do things out of the ordinary. And when he had consulted with the people, verse 1, he appointed what? Unto the Lord, right? That's a form of praise, isn't it, right? And he said, and that they should what? Underline that. Praise the beauty of his holiness. Notice how many times the word praise is said. And they went out before the army. The praises went first. Don't send the army first. Send the preparation team. As they went out before the army and to say, let's get this atmosphere right. We're in a fight, but let's get the atmosphere right. What did he say? Praise the Lord for his what? Verse 22. Oh, I'm preaching now. Oh, yeah, this, because you need to see this. And when they begin to what? Cry, worry. How can you sing when nothing going right? You have to praise him by faith. If you don't praise him, you listen to me? You're going to praise the problem. And if you praise the problem, guess what's going to happen? The problem is going to expand. If you praise him, the problem is going to disappear. Everything against you living a good life become a midget this morning. Come. Oh, you understand what I'm saying? Everything that's been trying to hinder you because of what you learned this morning become a midget. That's $600. You understand that? Huh? Let's practice. Glory to God. Glory to God. It is well with my soul. It is well in my home. It is well in my body. My family well. Glory to God. Let the Lord be magnified. Not your problem. Not the enemy. Don't talk about what the devil doing. Talk about what the Lord did. Glory to God. It's already done. It's already mine. I have it now. Thank you, Jesus. John chapter 19, verse 30, Jesus said, it is finished. What? Everything. Satan already have lost. We already have won. And we just got to praise God to keep it flowing. Why are you trying to get what's already yours? Blessed be the God and Father, Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Who has? It's not the idea of getting, it's the idea of positioning yourself to see that you already have it. Sit down, I'm almost through. Sit down. Kandili Shukata. Korobasata Kasokoshi. Shatata. Y'all ready to shout? Yes. I'll go back to verse 21. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord that they should praise the beauty of his holiness as they went out before the army and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Y'all go your enemy. Y'all go to enemy. Verse 22. Here it go. And when they begin to sing and to praise, the Lord said, what? What that mean they ambush me? What that mean? Praise brings on ambushment. In other words, whosoever or whatsoever messing with you come into captivity. Come into your control. Name all these things, they are more than what? Conquerors. Do you know what ambushment means? Huh? Suddenly you stop. Yeah. Suddenly you caught in a trap. Yeah. Suddenly you can't move no more. Suddenly your enemy is wrapped up, tangled up, and can't move. Ambushment. The Lord said, I am the bush that keep you free. Praise calls suddenly, immediately, straightway, God's presence, an earthquake, ambush, doors open. You see this? So you're dealing with something. And you happen to be in this class. You need a quick answer. You need something to happen suddenly. You need something to happen immediately. You need the doors open. You need for this thing to stop. You say, I believe I'm going to lift my hand. I believe I'm going to open my mouth. I believe I'm going to give God praise this morning. Now, Satan knows the power of praise because he was a praise leader. Yes. But he can't praise no more. Yes. It's unfair when a person knows how to praise the Lord. You can do it. You got it. Thank you, Jesus. 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 I want to thank you, Jesus. You ain't got to say nothing else. Thank you, Jesus. 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 You just go on and say thank you, Jesus. Don't see what you're looking at. No, don't see what you're looking at. Begin to look at what you see. Eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. Neither have entered into the heart of man the thing that God has prepared for them that love him. But you've got to be able to walk and see in the other realm. But the Spirit revealed. We must live a life of revelation. I want you to see what happened here. Then I'm going to give you four or five principles to take home with you. When they began to sing, verse 22, to praise the Lord. No, you're going to read this with me, verse 22. You're going to get this. Verse 22. You ready? And when they began to sing and to praise the Lord, set ambushment against the children of Ammon, Moab, Mount Sinai, which was come against Judah. And they were what? Smitten. Now listen, let me read this 23rd verse. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy one another, to destroy another. And when Judah came, now Judah means praise, you know. Yeah. And when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked upon unto the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped. Praise, listen, praise is the highway to prosperity. You can't praise God and stay broke. You can't praise God and stay in debt. Not if you do it right. Look what happened after this praise. Look at verse 25. And Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them. They found among them in abundance both riches with the dead body and precious jewels, which they strip off for themselves. Don't be modest about it, but they strip off for themselves. More than they can carry away. That's the result of praise. Verse 25 is a praise package. No one didn't carry away, and they were 3 days in gathering of the spoil. I said, you know, you turned me and Junior and Shauna and Montrell and Darnell and Deidre and Jesse and Chantel loose. 3 days with some stuff at. We can get it, partner. Can we do it, Darnell? We can get it. Deidre? Turn us loose in a patch. Give us 3 days? We have everything moved. Everybody be driving. We have all the grandchildren. We have Joshua, Jay, all, Lauren, all of them, Layla, all of them throwing stuff in the truck. What? 3 days. None of us never have to work again. None of us. Just give us 3 days in the right pile. Now, you can sit there and be modest. I don't want all that. And if just sit there, you ain't going to never have it. You know what you'll do. So in the 26th verse, on the fourth day, they assembled themselves in the valley of Barakah. For there they blessed the Lord. Therefore, the name of the same place was called the valley of Barakah unto this day. Then they returned, every man of Judah and Jerusalem, and Jehoshaphat in the forefront of them, to go again to Jerusalem with joy. For the Lord had made them to rejoice over their enemies. And they came, look what they did. And they came to Jerusalem with the psaltery and harp. They're going back to praising again. See, you got to praise before. And you got to praise after. All right, I want you to write a few things down, then we're going to go. Praise is the scepter of the supernatural. Suddenly, immediately, an ambush. Praise is like you a king with a king rod in your hand. Because you're a king. Praise turn you into a spiritual line. You listening? Praise will keep you in partnership with victory, triumph, and dominion. Praise, I said, Charles, will keep you in partnership with victory, triumph, and dominion. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Listening? You listening? Real praise will eventually take you back to live in the Garden of Eden. It's there. The Garden of Eden is there. Garden of Eden living is there through Christ. So I say it to you another way. Praise is the key to suddenly and immediately results. How many of y'all been working with something for a while in prayer?
Yes,
all right, switch to praise.
Yes,
come back and tell me the results. Switch to praise.
Yes,
do your praying, but just Lord, about this, I'm going to praise you a moment.
Yes,
praise invokes God's presence, power, and covenant partnership. Praise invokes God's presence, power, and covenant partnership. You listening? Praise is a rod that has no problem that can contain it from good success. Good God Almighty. You still there? You have to understand the amazing grace of praise. Praise is amazing grace being released in the earth realm. Praising God is amazing grace being expressed with gratitude for the Father our God and his unending goodness and mercy. Come on, let me read this to you. The revelation of the importance of praise is an experience, is an expensive gift from God that must be handled with thanksgiving. Listen, children, this is so powerful here. You ever had the devil try to talk back to you? You ever had the enemy try to talk back to you? You ever going to shut him down right now? When you open your mouth to praise God, every other voice must become solemn. Otherwise, you shut your enemy out and you shut your enemy down by knowing how to praise the Lord. The thrill, I'm almost through, of the praiser's lifestyle keep you in your real position of victory. No matter what's going on around you. In my study time and meditation, the Spirit of God spoke this to me. Praise unfold the unsearchable riches of Christ. And joy unspeakable and full of glory. That's what praise will do for you. Now, let me tell you children something about this. At first, praise will not be easy. Because the enemy knows that praise is a mighty weapon of grace. So he'll tell you all, you get the feeling like, you don't praise by feeling. Yeah, he tell you, you know, go back to praying in tongue. He tell you, go back to praying in tongue. Yeah, you go back. You, and then you know, so because later people can pray in tongue. Is when you got to pray the word in English to God. You don't go to prayer without no word. When praise keep flowing, grace keep growing. And your vision start glowing. Ooh, let me say it again. When praise keep flowing, grace keep growing, your vision start glowing. Everybody under my voice has a vision. Praise, I got to close. Praise keep hope alive and open our eyes to see the presence of God and the purpose of God for us at all times. Present and the purpose of God we need to see. Now listen, children, these last two things. You have not traveled in the spirit world as far as praise will carry you. Carry you to another level of living and another level of giving. Praise will do that for you. All right. The amazing grace of praise will impregnate you with purpose, boldness, access, and confidence in your life and all of life's situation. Amen. Let me close here. Let me close here. Praise is ministering to the Lord and releasing the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Things happen. If you're dealing with something, things happen suddenly. What? Immediately. And straight away. Praise, everything you're dealing with now, the Lord has taught you how to put ambushment on all your problems, all your enemies, by praise. Just by saying, thank you, Lord. You sure been good to me. Stand on your feet and lift your hand a minute and thank him right now. I want you to think about something. You go ahead and do it yourself. Your worst nightmare And the things that are vexing you right now, get rid of them right now. By thanking the Lord, it's done. I give glory to your holy name right now. That problem is solved. Thank you. I bless you. My eyes are not on the problem. My eyes are on your person. Glory. Worthy is the Lamb. Glory to God. I can't hear you. Thank you, Lord. I give my life. I give my all to you right now. Glory to God. The voice of the Holy Ghost is talking to me right now. Praise God. As they minister to the Lord, the Holy Ghost says, glory to God. How many of y'all believe the Holy Ghost has the answer? Huh? To everything. So this morning you learn how to get the Holy Ghost to talking when you praise God. Man or woman, young man or young woman, in this place, if you need to give your life to the Lord, I want you to come to the altar right now.